in open field, 20, 50, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul. You know, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think, and it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and if you got to resign, you do what you can to do it. And then, you know, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Coming to you from the heart of NFL Central Cleveland, Ohio edition, Vic Carucci, actually Berea, Ohio, going to be with you for the full hour here. Great show on tap for you tonight. Bernie Kosar stops by. Going to chat with Bernie. He's out at a golf tournament today, Brian Brennan's tournament, out at the, let's say it's a Shaker course, and he's Shaker Country Club, and he's out there with Pat Shurmur, the head coach of the Browns, will be speaking at that post-tournament event tonight. So Bernie's going to talk with us. We'll get his takes on OTAs, which begin tomorrow. 3 days of workouts where the veterans and rookies come together. Looking forward to that on the field tomorrow morning here in Berea. So we'll do a little preview of that with Bernie Kosar. You're also going to hear from Usama Young, the safety for the Browns, sitting down with Jameer Howerton. Lots to talk about with regard to the offseason and a lot of the initiatives he does. The giving back from this guy is pretty incredible. He's among the most active players in giving back to the community, and you love to hear what he has to do and why he does it, and it's all from the heart, and the guy is very impressive that way. Really impressed with Usama Young. We're going to talk about helmet safety with youth football in Ohio, Northern Ohio, one of only four regions in the country that are participating in a program with USA Football, and the Browns are partnered with this, with USA Football, the National Football League, NFL Players Association, a lot of big organizations, with a program that involves the replacing of helmets that are 10 years old or more at various youth leagues that can't afford to do the replacing of the helmets on their own. So for the sake of improving safety, USA Football is going to take care of this free of charge for those groups that apply, and the application deadline is Wednesday, this Wednesday, the 23rd of May, and you go to usafootball.com/playersafety for those applications, and programs that are in need, and they'll set, you'll read on the website all the criteria that you have to meet in order to get the helmets replaced. But it's an amazing program and something that speaks to all the conversation we're having now about concussions in football. Obviously, those are focused on the National Football League, but from the youth level, if you can, and this goes hand in hand with not just improved safety among the helmets, but the coaches, the coaching of these players, practicing. Preaching and practicing safety first. And I know it's a contact game, and even at the youth level, you're teaching the fundamentals of tackling and so forth, but doing it the right way to try to minimize injury, and then hoping that that is, when you lay that foundation, it carries its way to the top. Anyhow, Scott Hallenbeck, who is the executive director of USA Football, will join us, as will Matt Yunker, who is the manager of youth football for the Cleveland Browns, just to talk about the national and the local perspective on that topic. We answer your questions on this show. You submit them and your comments. We talk about them as well to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. And we always love to do that. And tonight we've got a whole bunch. This from the Browns official Twitter page. Ben talking about the reports of Josh Cribbs' possibly having his last season with the Browns. Says that's not cool, Ben says. We like number 16. Well, no doubt about Josh's popularity for sure, and I get where you're coming from. I saw the same piece that was written, and Jeff Schudel, longtime Browns beat writer, came up with the hook that essentially makes the case that Josh Cribbs could become obsolete pretty soon here because the rules that minimize kickoff returns keep it as a less important part of the game. At some point, it may happen where kickoffs are eliminated altogether. That's been talked about by the competition committee. John Mara, who is on that committee, he's one of the co-owners of the New York Giants, brought up that possibility and would therefore make returners like Josh Cribbs, obsolete or certainly less important. But I don't know that we're headed toward Cribbs's demise on the Browns roster soon. In fact, I think from a big picture perspective, I think it's an interesting angle that was written about, but I think in a big picture sense, sure, you could ponder that. With a team like the Browns that's still finding its way with younger players and building its way towards something much bigger and better, Josh Cribbs is an integral part of the transition from whatever the Browns were prior to the arrival of a lot of these younger players to what they can still be. And he is a talent. He is, we know what he is. He's still a dynamic player. He still can be a force in the receiving game. He showed that last year in a role where he wasn't even designated to be as important as he was to the receiving corps, and he ends up number two with catches. And that's just basically on his skill level as an athlete, as a guy who can leap and jump and do all kinds of things in space with his elusiveness and all the things that Josh Cribbs does. And he's still an integral part of this team. And yeah, if returns become less important to the game, I could see him having a lesser role. And the other part of the piece that was written was stressing that, or not stressing, but at least pointing out that Travis Benjamin, draft pick from this year's class, a speedster whose talents do lie in returning the football in a big way, make his rare speed, sub-4.3 speed, that would cause a change there too, that he becomes the potential replacement long-term for Josh Cribbs. And that might well happen. But I don't see it as immediate, and I don't think the focus of the team right now is pushing Josh Cribbs out the door. That's my sense of it. Adam Nutt via Facebook. Bring Winslow back to Cleveland. You know the story, K2, Kellen Winslow, former Browns tight end, out in Tampa Bay, or at least the Buccaneers looking to move on without him. Does he come back to the Browns? I don't see it. I think the Browns are pretty set at the position. I think they had their go-around with Winslow once, and I think they're going to stick with what they have and find the success that they can have at tight end with the existing tight ends they have. I don't think that's a position where the Browns have to go out and find somebody. I think they're in pretty good shape there. Okay, we're in pretty good shape, too, because Bernie Kosar is going to join us shortly. We're going to talk about the OTAs that are forthcoming, that are going to be taking place tomorrow morning, first of 3 days. That's on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.
Liberty's Memorial Day event is here with great deals on Ford's fuel-efficient lineup. Liberty has Ohio's largest selection to choose from, but the 2012s won't last long with Memorial Day event savings. Plus, with guaranteed financing and top dollar for your trade, Liberty will get you the vehicle you want. Liberty has over 600 Fusions and Focuses available. Take your pick and lease one for as low as $169 a month.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. Your First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12. True to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Bill, I have a meeting and need a whiteboard, speakers, a webcam, laptop with email, phone system, and extra microphones.
Oh, that's already all in the conference room.
No, it's not.
Sure it is. The new 55-inch multi-touch flat screen is an InFocus Mondo Pad, and it's the only device you need. It's like a giant tablet with a digital whiteboard, HD video phone system, and much more. All integrated with a Windows 7 PC.
Wow, I need a Mondo Pad in our other office, too.
Be a hero. Find out more about the Mondo Pad by visiting our website at InFocusCleveland.com.
Northeast Ohio, the Circus of Savings continues, and Nissan and North Olmsted Nashville Tent Sale. Ringmaster Mike D'Amato here, and I say the show must go on. These are the absolute final days, so we're going to double down Nissan's holiday cash. You'll get up to $10,000 off a new Nissan, or get APRs as low as 0%, and get additional holiday cash now through May 31st. You get one more chance to catch the amazing El Chupe in his pink tights, black leotard, his frilly white tutu, and his Boo Man 2. Are you kidding me? But hurry. It goes on only until May 31st. So you either use it or, brother, you lose it. Don't ignore the elf in the room. Get a new Nissan for peanuts. Plus, get the additional bonus cash on top of already great incentives, 0% APR, and special leases. Join in the parade over to Nissan and North Olmsted Tent Sales, because the deals are so good. 855-55-NISSAN or BigNissan.com.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Hey, today is a Let's Move It Monday, brought to you by Cleveland Clinic. Try to get in 10,000 steps a day this week and visit letsmoveit.org to learn more on how to stay active. And this segment, it is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube.
Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw. Yeah.
And joining us now, as he always does here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, is the one and only Bernie Kosar. And Bernie, we got you on the line from a golf course today.
Yeah, I'd like to say I was golfing, but I kind of hung up the golf sticks a couple kids ago. But Brian Brennan, fantastic ex-Cleveland Brown, is having his charity event for Boys and Girls Hope here today. And he's been doing it now. He's probably going on close to 20 years with it, where he gives back to a great charity, and he has an unbelievable turnout. And we're getting ready for the big speech tonight. The keynote speaker is Coach Shurmur.
Outstanding. Well, yeah, for any excuse to hang out with your former teammates and just be out in the beautiful atmosphere at the country club, there's nothing wrong with that. Bertie, speaking of being outside, tomorrow begins the first of 3 days of workouts that will be taking place here in Berea by the Browns, the OTAs. And now we will have the veteran players on the field with the rookies. What are some of your thoughts as far as this group, the two groups getting together, and what you're looking forward to seeing from that?
Well, I think this time of the year, and this is it's been much talked about from last year with the lockout, not having this opportunity. But I think the main part of this type of stuff, especially this early in late May, early June with OTAs, is the ability really to learn the nuances of this system and the details of your assignment of your given position. So whether it's offensive lineman with footwork and angles, whether it's a wide receiver trying to learn techniques of beating press coverage and maybe using your hands and your feet and getting up the field as opposed to kind of running in place to beat press coverage as a quarterback. Your sense of timing from under center, like Brandon Williams trying to get better at, being that he was in the shotgun so much in college, and getting to throw that 12-yard speed out off a five-step drop from under center. Those little details of assignment, I think, and the mental part is the main thing that I think most players and coaches want to get out of stuff like these OTAs.
Bernie, so much is talked about with regard to the speed of the game and how it changes dramatically for rookies once they're actually playing in a regular season game. But really, for the rookies that took part in minicamp a couple of weeks ago, that was just a rookies-only session, for them to be on the field with veterans in this session starting tomorrow, I would think that that's going to be an eye-opener. I would think that for players like Brandon Whedon, reading the coverages and dealing with somebody like Joe Haden back there, as opposed to a rookie who's a long shot to make any NFL roster, is going to be quite a challenge.
No doubt about it, and I think Brandon has a good show for it. I hope he cues up some of his fellow rookies and lets them know that rookies are best left unheard during the early parts of camp, and I highly suggest to the younger players to kind of be quiet and earn your way onto the team, and let the veterans be the veterans and show you respect for what they've accomplished, and try to learn from them. They're veterans. They've been in the game and on teams for a reason for a while, and the rookies could do a lot for their own personal self and for the team by kind of going through camp with their eyes open, paying attention to how other people handle, especially how other people at your given position handle themselves.
For Brandon Whedon, Bernie, how big of a difference is it going to be working with the receivers that he'll see, like Greg Little, Mo Massaqua, and right down the line with Josh Cribbs, with guys who are different? He doesn't know them, and they're more experienced, obviously, than those that he worked with in the mini camp. I would think timing and stuff like that is going to be a very different issue for him as a quarterback.
Yeah, timing will be a different issue, and probably just as important, that also the DBs. We know from the draft that there weren't really DBs being drafted. So throwing against an undrafted rookie free agent DB and throwing against Joe Haden is night and day. So also learning against top cover corners like you'll see in practice with Joe trying to cover guys. I think it's also very important that he develops that rapport with the guys you had mentioned. In particular, I think it's a really big year for Muhammad Massaqua to come back from the concussions and kind of an off year last year. I think from the outset, I think there'd like to be some rapport between the quarterbacks and the receivers so we don't get into a situation that we talked about so much last year.
Bernie Kosar joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Bernie, how much difference does it make who is taking the first snap in these workouts? I mean, do you read that much into it? If I know it'll be made a story if Brandon Whedon especially is the guy taking the first snaps in the practice session, but it'll be an equally big story if that guy happens to be Colt McCoy, because again, the media wants to set that pecking order of those quarterbacks along with Seneca Wallace.
Well, yes, much will probably be made of it. I think a lot of people try to analyze / overanalyze it. You know, one of the ways I've seen, and don't be surprised if Seneca Wallace gets the first snap, because one of the ways that some coaches do it, and I've seen it done just so players don't get caught up into depth charts and don't overread into things at this point in the year, and you're just trying to get better and trying to learn the system and learn ways to improve your own self. I've seen some coaches just go by seniority, and it doesn't matter how it falls. The older you are, that's where it starts. So there's a lot of ways to do it. I'm not going to overread into it, because again, it's going to be May 22nd tomorrow. It's not something where the starting live action, live games, live play isn't like it's right around the corner.
No, nonetheless, you do want to see, especially from the incumbent players, I would think, some level of urgency and energy and excitement just to be back out there. Again, the rookies, you expect that. They're wide-eyed. They're trying to make an impression, so they're going to play with that level of enthusiasm we saw a couple of weeks back. to me, the thing I want to see and take from this is some level of tone and atmosphere that's set from a group of guys who are determined to say, yep, we're going to be much better than 4-12.
Oh, yeah. Vic, don't let me misinterpret or misstate the level of energy, the level of commitment, the level of effort that needs to be shown in these given practices. That's absolutely, you're exactly right. I just meant whether you take that snap first or second or third, I don't think it matters in terms of where you stand right now. But in terms of your effort, in terms of striving for perfection, striving to make plays, that's not like a light switch where you can just turn that on in September. You're absolutely right. From the beginning, when you're on the field, it's an honor to be there, and you always should have that energy, that excitement, that effort, whether you're taking the first snap or the third snap.
Yeah, and Bernie, are there other players that you just want to, besides the obvious, that you'll be curious about to just see how they perform over these next few days?
Absolutely. I mean, Trent Richardson, you know, not that he's going to be live, but how he handles and understands, like, pass routes, pass protections, things of that nature. You know, Travis Benjamin, a lot was talked about him and his speed at rookie minicamp. Is he able to transfer that speed and what he learned and doing good to get with the rookies? Is he able to transfer that up against Joe Hayden, and when you get more of the offense and more plays in, is he able to understand that, handle press coverage, the younger linemen, the right side of the line? You know, we're just expecting Schwartz to step in and start at right tackle, but, you know, is he able to handle, you know, the speed of pass rushers, and is he able to handle that type of stuff? Those are the types, some of the top guys that I think we're going to be counting on early to see how they handle it.
Well, Bernie, enjoy yourself the rest of tonight at the golf tournament, and give my best to Brian Brennan. It's a great cause out there, and we look forward to talking with you down the line.
Sounds great. Have a good week.
All right. He is Bernie Kosar joining us, as he always does, right here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.
Liberty's Memorial Day event is here with great deals on Ford's fuel-efficient lineup. Liberty has Ohio's largest selection to choose from, but the 2012s won't last long with Memorial Day event savings. Plus, with guaranteed financing and top dollar for your trade, Liberty will get you the vehicle you want. Lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for as low as $199 a month. Hurry, these offers won't last long.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Farm Heights, Vermilion.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Raise your flag to the red, white, and Lubalicious with our summertime flavors. Try our new Backfire Boom Boom Shrimp, Chop Chop Lube Cup, Steak and Blue Salads, or our Baja Chicken Wrap.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Now is the time to become a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder.
We're pretty fired up. We're really excited about the guys we got today.
Browns season tickets starting $32 per game, a significant savings over single game prices.
The end result is scoring points and winning games, and so that's what we're trying to do.
Other benefits include flexible payment options, discounted parking, and more.
And I'm here today in your face, and I'm a Cleveland Brown.
Unite with the Cleveland Browns. Call now, 440-824-3434.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
I'm a global force because I have connections.
I get deals done because I have connections.
I'm a profit-making, sales-generating, economy-shaping machine because I have connections.
In business, every connection matters. Connect with Cox Business and power your business with reliable connections through Cox Voice, Data, and TV Solutions. And take advantage of our special offer. Get voice and internet from Cox Business for only $89 per month. Plus, ask about office networking. Switch to Cox Business today because every connection matters. Call Cox Business at 1-866-687-0522. That's 1-866-687-0522. Or go to coxbusiness.com. Offer expires July 1st, 2012, and is available to new subscribers in Cox wired serviceable areas of Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Cleveland. Call Cox Business for details. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2012 Cox Communications, New England, Ohio. All rights reserved.
It's an event so big, we couldn't keep it all inside. Nissan's National Tent Event is back with 500 holiday bonus cash on the Altima and Rogue. Now, lease the reliable Altima, just $179. Or the versatile Rogue, only $209. Don't miss 500 bonus cash on our best-selling vehicles. Get a $179 lease on the 2012 Nissan Altima or a $209 lease on the 2012 Nissan Rogue. For more great offers, visit ChooseNissan.com. Test drive at your local Nissan dealer today. Hurry. When the tents come down, these deals and bonus cash will end.
$29.99 initial payment. 24 months on Altima. 39 months on Rogue. Includes taxes, title, license, non-refundable $5.95 acquisition fee. Finance to NMAX. When new dealer stock, call 1-888-858-8319 for details. Ends 5/31/12.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. And can't tell you how happy I am that you've chosen to spend this portion of your Monday with us. Well, I guess I can because I just did. But anyway, this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. Well, we're very happy to welcome to the show right now Scott Hallenbeck. He is the USA Football Executive Director. Scott, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Important topic to discuss with you because the NFL announcing last week that the league, along with the Browns, USA Football, the NFL Players Association, CDC, NCAA, a number of other partners, major partners here, the largest program to be conducted to date to replace old football helmets from youth football leagues. This clearly is, from a safety standpoint, I can't imagine something being much more important than this. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, it's a terrific program that all the parties you mentioned, coupled with NERA, who is the Reconditioning Association, as well as the four major helmet manufacturers, are all working together to get 10-year or older helmets off the field of play. And so the NERA, the Reconditioner Association, set a new rule going into this season and for all the years ahead that will not allow a 10-year or older helmet to be reconditioned. And the goal, of course, is to literally get those out of play. And the idea there is that certainly in the last 3 years, the helmets have been improved. I mean, the technology has certainly improved. While we always emphasize there's no such thing as a concussion-resistant helmet, it is important, and I think to some degree we're seeing the trends of this, that these leagues across the country, high schools, youth leagues, are moving towards the advanced helmets. And this is one step in that direction. And this, so specifically this year, is a pilot program. And Northern Ohio, obviously the Cleveland area, is one of the four markets where we're focused on. And so with the Browns' help, this is a great opportunity to reach into the community. And in particular, this program is focused on those in need. So just the leagues in need during this pilot program will be allowed to apply at usafootball.com/player safety, again, usafootball.com/player safety, by this Wednesday. So there is a sense of urgency here. And they need to get in there and apply. And then if they have 10-year or older helmets, I mean, we will come in and we will remove those helmets and we'll actually replace them with new helmets. So it's quite a program.
I'll say, and that's Wednesday, yeah, May 23rd is the deadline to get these applications in. Scott, using 10 years as the demarcation on this, that's a combination, I'm assuming, of A, the wear and tear that can happen over 10 years on the helmet itself, but it's just as important to note the technology of the newer helmets, correct?
Absolutely. And in fairness, this is just a complex, complex space. In other words, you could have a 5-year-old helmet that frankly has more wear than a 10-year-old helmet, but we had to start somewhere. The expert, so to speak, really is NOXI, who's the group that sets standards for helmets, and then again NERA, the Reconditioning Association. They determined 10-year was the right demarcation point. Frankly, they'll probably start moving it up, I suspect, just because, you know, again, we want to be closer to 3 to 5 years with new technology and so forth. But anyway, the key here is there's a great opportunity for leagues that are in disadvantaged communities and meet the need criteria,
right.
And they can find all this again at usfootball.com/player safety. They will not only get the opportunity to replace their helmets. This is probably another absolutely critical point. We have set up a model here where every single league will have access to coaching education, and USA Football, who is administering this whole program on behalf of all the parties that we mentioned earlier, is going to be providing our gold standard level one coaching education course. And I should talk about that for a second,
yeah,
because this is the only accredited coaching education program in all of football, and frankly all of youth sports except I think soccer, maybe the only other one. So this is truly a gold standard program. It has 15 chapters in it, starts with coaching philosophy and evolves to fundamentals, but then we have a very focused health and safety section, which actually starts with equipment fitting and certainly dovetails with this nicely. I mean, the idea of properly fitting equipment, which we're learning is a serious issue. I mean, people just don't know how to properly fit equipment, so that's critical. Then it goes to heat and hydration preparedness, and then, of course, last but not least, concussion awareness and management. And every single chapter, you have to pass 80%. So what we often tell commissioners across the country is, and parents, in fact, more and more, this is the only course where you can actually ensure that there's at least 80% competency of the information. I mean, we probably passed out tens of thousands of the CDC heads-up materials, which are fabulous. But, you know, with due respect, I don't have great confidence that the coaches and the expert and the parents and everybody involved is literally reading through all that information, absorbing it. In our case, you have to pass those chapters at 80% or better, or you can't move forward. It literally requires you to go back and relearn the material and take a new quiz. So it's a fabulous coaching education resource. It really should be. I mean, we've had conversations with many across the country, even the insurance industry now, about the idea of, can we get this mandated? Because I think by itself, it's a game changer. It will dramatically improve the quality of coaching education across this country. And so, in fact, we even go as far as to say that parents now need to be asking the question of their commissioners and their leagues as to how is my coach trained, because, you know, I care first and foremost about my child that's going to be in the care of that coach. I want to know how they're properly trained. And secondly, if it's not USA Football's coaching education program, which naturally we would encourage first and foremost, but there are other ones out there, if they're using something else, does it also include concussion education and management? That is absolutely critical that parents are starting to look into that and asking those questions.
Scott, thank you so much for your time.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
And now for a local perspective on this helmet replacing initiative, we turn to our own Matt Yunker. He's the manager of youth football for the Browns. Matt, what can you tell folks locally? What do they need to know about this helmet replacing process?
Well, Vic, I think the important thing is this is all about player safety and keeping young kids safe. A lot of times what we get at the local level here, whether they're youth league calling us or if we're reaching out, is, hey, our funding's not there to buy helmets or our equipment's outdated. So this is really a great opportunity because of this initiative through the league and USA Football that teams now can apply for this and essentially get helmets to replace what are going to be outdated and no longer certified. So we all know what a hotbed football is in Northeast Ohio. We want to keep these kids playing. We want to keep them safe. So it's a great opportunity for the hundreds of youth football leagues in Northeast Ohio to go ahead and apply and potentially receive free helmets.
And again, they need to go to the website, usafootball.com/player safety, for this application. But the key is they also have to meet a certain criteria, correct?
Yeah, and that's what's great. For those people that are not familiar with USA Football or youth leagues that are not familiar, they offer a tremendous variety of resources, whether it's for players, coaches, parents, you name it. So as part of this helmet replacement program, they do have to go forth and meet that criteria and taking part in some of USA Football's initiatives and endeavors, which really, I wouldn't even say it's a burden, because this is going to be for the betterment of the coaches and the athletes. This is something that's an asset to these youth leagues, so it's definitely something that they need to take advantage of and is another worthwhile component of this program.
And Matt, it's a pilot program. Northern Ohio, one of only four markets that have the ability to apply. How is it that we as an area, as a region, got involved in this?
Well, I think it speaks volumes, Vic, to I would say the level or the importance of football within Northern Ohio. I know we all know about it, those of us that live here and see it and breathe it every day, but for the league to take notice and see the amount of youth that are playing the game of football and select us as one of these four regions, it's certainly something we're proud of, and doing everything we can to get the word out and, like I said, make sure these kids continue to play the game of football.
Great stuff, Matt. Thank you so much for joining us.
You got it, Vic. Thanks. Right. Take care.
Matt Younger, Browns manager of youth football, talking about the helmet replacing initiative. Very big deal going on here in Northern Ohio. Much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.
Liberty's Memorial Day event is here with great deals on Ford's fuel-efficient lineup. Liberty has Ohio's largest selection to choose from, but the 2012s won't last long with Memorial Day event savings. Plus, with guaranteed financing and top dollar for your trade, Liberty will get you the vehicle you want. Liberty has over 400 Escapes available. Lease one for as low as $179 a month.
Liberty is in Stolen, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Fight Nights are back at Quaker Steak and Lube. Every Wednesday at Quaker Steak and Lube at Valley View and Vermilion. Every Thursday in Sheffield, Mentor, and Austintown. And every Monday in Boardman. Join us each week for great music, events, and prize giveaways. Check out the Lube on Facebook for updates, specials, and events each week. Or check us out on the web at thelube.com.
Hi, I'm Evan Moore. I made my way onto the Cleveland Browns by keeping my head in the game and blocking out all other distractions. I do the same thing when I'm driving my car. That means putting the phone down, keeping my eyes on the road, and buckling up. Every trip, every time. So whether you're just driving around town or to the stadium, never let distracted driving take you out of the game. This message provided by the Ohio Department of Public Safety.
Residents of this neighborhood. My name is Dave, and I'm opening a new sporting goods store right down the street. So listen, if you're into sporting goods, stop in and buy some of my competitively priced gear. You won't regret it.
There's an easier, more effective way to find the customers that matter most. With Every Door direct mail from the Postal Service, you can reach every home, every address, every time. Visit USPS.com/mail to learn more.
Oh, one more thing. Since I'm here, has anyone seen my cat?
The lowest tire prices guaranteed. $70 off a set of four new Michelin tires, guaranteed. Valvoline oil changes, $19.99, guaranteed. Who are we? We're NTB. $70 off a set of four Michelin tires. Yes, NTB will give you a $70 prepaid card after mail-in rebate. Spend this rebate any place you choose. Also, Valvoline oil changes, $19.99 plus $3 disposal fee. $70 rebate from Michelin. $19.99 Valvoline oil changes from NTB. You may never buy Michelin tires for less. Don't wait. This NTB Michelin tire sale will end without notice. You simply will not find a better Michelin tire sale anywhere. $70 from Michelin when you buy a set of four new tires. $19.99 oil changes from NTB. Now, at all NTB tire stores. See redemption form at participating dealers for complete offer details. Void where prohibited.
Vic Carucci with you till the very top of this hour. And Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Three Deep following this show on ESPN 850 WKNR. And now is the time to become a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder. Browns season tickets, they start at $32 a game. That's a significant savings over single game prices. Other benefits include flexible payment options, discounted parking, and more. Unite with the Cleveland Browns. Call now, 440-824-3434, or visit clevelandbrowns.com. And this Inside the Locker Room segment is brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game periodically. Our own Jameer Howerton gets together with a key Browns player, sits down with him, and talks with him. And this time around, it is with Usama Young. Take it away, Jameer.
Thanks, Vic. Usama, much is talked about what you guys do on the field, and not only are you a force on the field, but you're a force off the field as well through the Usama Young Youth Foundation. How did your foundation come about?
I was in the league for a couple years, and I saw some guys around me that were doing some great things in the community, and I was also helping out with theirs and doing my own. And it just happened to me. I was just like, man, you know what? I need to get my own thing going. You know, I was going out to schools on a regular basis. I made it a point every time I got an off day to get out in the schools, talk to the kids, and through talking to them, I realized that they needed some outlets. You know, after school programs were getting cut, and I said, you know what, it's about that time. I ran into Leilani Malin in my hometown, and she happened to be from New Orleans, and it was just like, hey, let's get it going.
You made another stop on the Get on the Bus College Tour. Talk about that tour, and how did it all come about, and where did the young kids go?
Well, it was another thing that started early on in my career. I was just thinking to myself, how can we get these kids involved? How can we get them thinking about the next level, the next step from high school? And I thought about my one college tour that I went on when I was younger, and it was to Delaware, and it was a friend of my father's who took me. He said, you know what, let me get you out there, see the campus, and see what's in store. And after that, it kind of sparked a lot of interest in the next stage of my life, and I said, you know what, let's get these kids on it too. And we figured out hey, we got some neighboring colleges in PG County in the area of Maryland, and we hit up Towson and Morgan State the first year, and it was a major success. The year before, we were in New Orleans, and we hit up Dillard and University in New Orleans, and it was another major success. But to come out this year, and we said we're going to go with some bigger schools. We went with Howard and the University of Maryland, and everybody enjoyed themselves. You heard the kids asking questions about tuition, about financial aid, about majors, about every little aspect. What was the best part? They were asking the tour guys, who happened to be current students, they were asking them just questions that showed that they were interested in it, and that was a major plus for me.
Now, how did you pick the kids?
It was 150 from my alma mater and another school in the area, and we had separate criteria or guidelines for them. We want to look for kids that are, you know, possible first generation graduates. Also looked at single parent homes, and also kids that had never been on a college tour, went to a college fair, just because they didn't know what they were getting into. So having those, not, I won't say underprivileged kids, but kids in those standards, it was a perfect situation.
You told me how the kids received the college tour, but let's talk about the parents and the guardians. How are they receiving this, Usama?
We get emails on the website on a regular basis, and so many thanking us for allowing their children to go and have that opportunity, and they're very grateful of it. And I get even more excited when I see that the parents see a change in their students or in their children, because you never know how they're going to respond. You know, on the bus, they're happy and everything. They see a professional football player out there with them, a professional athlete talking to them, but you never know how they're going to respond afterwards. And to hear that they go home and they're talking to their parents about college and about the possibilities after high school, it's big, man.
Does that hit you and that you realize, like, wow, I'm actually changing kids' lives?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I talk to some of the kids. All throughout the college tour, I pull a group to the side, or I might just pull an individual to the side and ask them, be retaining from this? And sometimes you get the, oh man, I'm going D1. I'm playing sports. And you get the cool kids, you know, to give you that response. But then sometimes it's just like, man, I never even thought about this. You know, I wanted to rap or I wanted to sing. I got other things that I'm going to have to do to have a backup plan. And that was something that was instilled in me at a young age. I got to have a backup. Even though I was playing sports and everything, I was doing well. Who's to say I wasn't going to have a major injury, or I might not have been good enough, or the kids might want to be rappers? But that's all good. But you got to have another thing. You got to have a higher education in this day and age.
And Osama, what motivated you, and who has inspired you, who's mentored you along the way to give back to kids?
I say early on, my parents, of course. They were both, they weren't educators, so-called. My mother was a teacher, but my father, you know, he always implanted in my head, I wasn't going to play sports if my grades weren't good. So if I got under a 3.0, it wasn't happening. So I made sure I wasn't just reaching the bare minimum at home. And my mom, she straight up was like, hey, it's no chance you're going to be bored in this house. You're going to read a book. You're going to do something. And even once I got into the league, my mom was still like, hey, you got to go back and get your degree. So having those parents there for me was major. And I realized that a lot of kids don't have that. So I try to reach out to them and, you know, guide them. Maybe not be a parent in a sense, but to be that guy where they want to get to. They want to get to that level of success. To be able to do that is just major to me.
We're joined with defensive back Osama Young here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Osama, how are you excited about this season's draft class? What are your thoughts on these young men?
I'm very excited. I actually had an event where I was watching the draft with a whole bunch of Redskins fans and Ravens fans, and all of them were hype about their picks, but as soon as it got to our pick, I had a feeling about where we were going to go, what direction, but when it was all said and done, I think the front office made a great move, the head coaches, the assistant coaches, they know what we need, and I think we feel those needs, and those guys are going to come in and hopefully make a major impact quickly.
Now take us back to 07 when you were drafted by the Saints in the third round, 66 overall. What is going through the minds of these young men as they're getting ready to embark on their professional careers?
Man, I say, I don't know what's going on through their mind, but my head was spinning. I had just received the call from the GM and the coach, and then I got off the phone and I thought about our conversation, and he said, report next week. And I was just like, hold on, report next week? Man, I thought I was going to be able to party a little bit, you know, get out, enjoy myself. I was getting every angle from all my family and friends. Yeah, you made it, this and that. But the work has just begun. And I know that those guys are coming in to work. And that first mini camp, I remember it being 95-plus degrees every day, feet blistering, your head spinning because they keep on throwing in different calls and different plays and adjustments. And I was like, hey, I'm in the league, man. Let's make this thing last.
Speaking of the team at work, and for members of the defensive backfield, you guys got a new position coach in Tim Houck. Talk about what's it been like working with Coach.
Well, it's been great so far. It's still early, but you know, hearing him talk about the game, you know that he knows a lot, and he's played several years in the league. So you have a high respect for a guy like that. And when he first started talking, he said he played some years with the Eagles. I was like, hold on, his would be Doc out there? Man, he's fresh out of the game. So you know, he's been in the game for a while, and just like our old coach Jerome Henderson, he brings in some things that, you know, you look at the game from a different angle when you're out there on the field. And you know, when he talks, you listen. So I'm excited to get this thing going with him, man. From the start, from day one, you know, you can see that he has a sense of command.
I know you guys have been doing a lot of field with strength and conditioning coach Ken Johnson, but what are you guys doing on the field and in the classroom as well?
Every day I try and work on some flexibility. I try and get strengthen some of those muscles that I kind of I put behind me when I was on vacation. You know, I was relaxing those muscles when I was away from the game for a little bit. But getting back out there doing the strengthening, conditioning, and also flexibility has been a major part for me. Getting back in the classroom, it's just funny seeing some of those plays last year as a defense and how one play could have changed the outcome of the game, and that happens so often. But we got a talented team, and I look at my mistakes and I say, wow, man, this is going to be major. I can't wait till this next year.
And you guys are entering into the second season within this 4-3 Dick Turon defense, having a full off season. How do you think you guys are panning out this year?
Man, hopefully good. I'm looking for the top of the list, man. When it comes to it, I see how our defense ended last year. I was just like, man, we were very successful, but at the same time, we got to set high standards. You know, we limited points scored, but at the same time, we didn't pitch shutouts. So I'm looking for pitching some shutouts, man. That's tough to do in that National Football League, but if you don't set the bar high, you're going to fail. So we're going out there every day preparing like we're pros, because we are pros. So Dick Turon, man, he knows what he's doing. He's got us in the right places, and we're going to have to make him look good.
Last year you were a free agent, but during this year's free agency period, we acquired defensive lineman Frosty Rucker and Jaquay Parker. How do you see these guys working out?
Oh, they're going to fit in quickly. You know, we got some physical guys in the front, and in the secondary, we got some hard hitters, and to top it off with DeQuell coming back off a great year last year, I just feel like we're filling in the right pieces of the puzzle, and in due time, it's going to show. All this hard work that we're putting in right now is going to pay off.
Well, Simon, I want to thank you for your time, and good luck this offseason. And if fans want to check out all the cool stuff that you're doing off the field, where can they go to?
OsamaYoung.com, OsamaYoung28.com. But if you put the 28 in, or if you don't put the 28 in, it's all good. It's going to forward you to the same site. But we got a lot of stuff going on with the foundation, after-school programs with the kids, and all of it's free. All of it's free, and that's the great part. I'm going to bring the college tour out to Cleveland, and we're going to have to do it there. I haven't picked the schools yet. We might have to take a trip out to my alma mater, go back to Kent State.
Well, Simon, thank you for your time again. Back to you, Vic.
Great stuff, Jameer. I'd say that was as good a Inside the Locker Room segment as we've had. OsamaYoung, a great subject for that as well, work he does off the field as well as on the field. All right, we've got more coming up. I'm going to answer your questions, the Ask Vic portion of this show, more of your questions, the questions that you submit and comments to the Browns' social media pages. So stick around for that and much more. I'm Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Liberty's Memorial Day event is here with great deals on Ford's fuel-efficient lineup. Liberty has Ohio's largest selection to choose from, but the 2012s won't last long with Memorial Day event savings. Plus, with guaranteed financing and top dollar for your trade, Liberty will get you the vehicle you want. Liberty has over 600 Fusions and Focuses available. Take your pick and lease one for as low as $169 a month.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Hey, Browns. NFL quarterback, I know what it's like to get hit hard, but you can keep your wallet from getting hit hard when you take advantage of Discount Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescription program. Discount Drug Mart offers hundreds of prescriptions and non-prescription medications starting at just $1.99. Just like my offensive line protected me, Discount Drug Mart will protect your wallet. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Now is the time to become a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder.
We're pretty fired up. We're really excited about the guys we got today.
Browns season tickets start at $32 per game, a significant savings over single game prices.
The end result is scoring points and winning games, and so that's what we're trying to do.
Other benefits include flexible payment options, discounted parking, and more.
And I'm here today in your face, and I'm a Cleveland Brown.
Unite with the Cleveland Browns. Call now, 440-824-3434.
love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things.
Raise your flag to the red, white, and lubalicious with our summertime flavors. Try our new Backfire Boom Boom Shrimp, Chop Chop Lube Cop, Steak and Blue Salads, or our Baja Chicken Wrap.
Great times, great food, too quick to stay
confused. What if it never happened? What if he was never here?
Now the fans chanting, "Toll me, toll me."
Or here?
A home plate celebration!
Here.
Jim Tomey back with the Indians.
What if Kenny never ran?
And Lofton, he is running wild on the bases today.
Or jumped.
Kenny Lofton took a home run away.
Or took a swing.
Oh, did Lofton hit a bullet?
What if he didn't come home?
He was not only the Indians' field leader behind the plate, the emotional leader as well.
And home again.
Six-time All-Star Sandy Alomar.
What if 455 was just a number?
They're on their feet at the corner of Carnegie and Ontario, a sold-out Progressive Field.
And this...
A walk-off grand slam!
...was just...
For Carlos Santana! The magic is back!
The beginning.
Who knows what might happen?
Cleveland Indians. What if...
The numbers don't lie, and neither does Consumer Reports. The 2012 Consumer Reports Automotive Best Buy is here now at Cleveland's best place to buy, Mentor Kia. Check out this number. The 2012 Optima Hybrid. Fuel efficient, economical, the car you've been waiting for. 40 MPG, 4-0. Lease one today for as low as $199 a month plus tax. $199. And that ain't all. Mentor Kia has sign and drive zero down leases. Zero down. How about up to $8,000 minimum for your trade? $8,000 plus $99 a month to lease the 2012 Kia Rio or Soul. $99. A mighty small number to get big mileage numbers. 35 MPG. Even the 2012 Kia Sorento SUV gets the top fuel economy in its class at 33 MPG. And every Kia is backed by the biggest numbers of all. The 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. That's why a growing number of people choose the number one. Mentor Kia. 9090 Mentor Avenue and MentorKia.com.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. This Ask Vic portion of the show driven by who else? Liberty Ford. Questions and comments submitted to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages. We got one from Facebook here from Kerry on Carlton Mitchell. Points out that he's a young receiver with a lot of potential. He is, Kerry, and I think Kerry's a guy here. He is, Kerry, and I think that, you know, that this is, when you look at the receiver situation, you have to factor in what could happen with Mitchell's ability to make an impact. I think he was going to do... I don't know to what level he would have contributed a year ago, but there is a great what might have been or what could have been had he not suffered that hand injury in training camp. And you could see the skill level that he brought in practice. Now, you still have to make that next step to the game. But I liked what I saw, a healthy Carlton Mitchell working out. I think he brings the right attitude to it, the right work ethic to it. And he knows he's part of a competitive, open situation. He can make it. It's there for him to do something significant, to make a significant impact, I should say, or he'll have that chance. And I'm sure he's going to want to get himself noticed starting tomorrow in these OTAs, because it's all about the passing and catching in OTAs. Todd via Facebook. Is the quarterback situation a full-blown competition with the best man wins? Or has one or the other been handed the reins, and it is his job to keep or lose? Todd, I don't know how full blown wide open it really is. I mean, I think the reality, and it's been said enough times by the highest levels of this organization, that when you draft a 28-year-old rookie who will be 29 in October on the first round, 22nd overall. You don't draft him with the idea of him sitting for very long, if at all, as a rookie. So I would say on that basis, it's fair to say Brandon Whedon has at least an arm up, if not, you know, the leg up on the competition. And I think you're leaning in the direction of it being his job to lose, so to speak, without handing it to him. A little game of psychology being played there, I don't know. Ed, via Facebook, do you think Josh Cooper will make the team? He's better than Mo Massaqua and Mitchell put together. I don't know if that's true, Ed. I really don't. I think he brings a different skill set. I'm not saying he won't make the team based on your comparison. I think he makes the team. He's got a good shot to make the team. Let me put it to you that way. Because he catches the ball. Catches everything that comes his way. Not particularly fast. As long as he gets open, I think he catches it. He has a good feel. He has a good understanding of the game. So I think those are important parts of what would allow him to make an impact. And, oh, by the way, he's got great chemistry with Brandon Whedon, you know, his former Oklahoma State teammates. That's not a small consideration in this whole thing. We want to thank some people. We want to thank Bernie Kosar and Scott Hallenbach of USA Football and Matt Younker, who is, of course, heads up the youth football department here with the Browns. We want to thank Usama Young and Jameer Howerton. We want to thank Nicole Patricola. And we want to thank our outstanding producer, and Drew Boatner, and our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. We will talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.